Greetings in Jesus' name, my friends. This is Brother Ephraim. Today, let's first of all read in Acts 13, verses 7 through 12. It's the account of Paul and Barnabas. They were in their traveling ministry, and they encountered a man by the name of Elymas. It says his name was Bar-Jesus, then it says in verse 8 his name was Elymas by interpretation. So, starting verse 6, and when they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O fool of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Now let's read in Matthew 6, 22 and 23. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. If thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Elymas the sorcerer did not have a single eye. Elymas the sorcerer, his eye was evil, and his whole body was full of darkness. And a mist and a darkness came upon him physically, which was already on him spiritually before that. Now in John chapter 3, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Elymas the sorcerer was facing condemnation, because light was come into the world, and he loved darkness rather than light, because his deeds were evil. Elymas the sorcerer hated the light. And he didn't come to the light because he didn't want his deeds to be reproved. What about you this morning, my friend? How are you relating to Elymas the sorcerer? Are you finding yourself resisting the truth? I trust you're not. I trust you're seeking the truth, seeking the Lord Jesus, and that if some gospel preacher would be preaching the gospel to your friend, that you would not withstand him, but rather embrace it. Elymas the sorcerer wasn't walking in the light as he is in the light. Part of his life was dark, and because of that, he was confused. He was fearful. And he didn't want the light. He didn't want the conviction that the gospel brought into his life. He didn't appreciate that. He wanted to be able to continue in his sorcery. And he didn't want others to depart from his kingdom, the kingdom of the world, he wanted things to just settle down and keep going the way they were going. And Paul commanded that there would be a darkness upon him, that he would be blind and he would not see the sun for a season. This was a sign outwardly of what had already happened inwardly. Well, my friend, seek the Lord, embrace him, embrace the light, seek to have your eyes single, focused on the Lord Jesus. Don't allow your eye to be evil, or in other words, your sight to be dim, or your eyesight not to be working right. Don't try to look at the world at the same time you're looking at Jesus. Don't have your heart divided. Have a single eye on the Lord Jesus. Pursue after him with all that you have. Let's not be like Elymas the sorcerer. But on the contrary, let's turn our back on the world, on the sin of the world, the sorcery of the world, the darkness of the world, the iniquity of the world, the confusion, the fearfulness of the world. Let's turn our back on all of that and look to Jesus and embrace the light, embrace the truth, embrace reality, embrace boldness in this world, embrace righteousness, truth, purity, holiness, all the wonderful works of God. Let's embrace that and pursue after that with all our heart. Amen. God bless you. I'd be happy to hear from you. My number is 717-406-6690. Or you can leave a message in the general voicemail box. If you choose to do that, you can press 099 and it will direct you to leave a message. God bless you and have a blessed day in the Lord.